The last propaganda prop, which I, again, these are more silences in some respects, was a discussion with folks who had written a book called, called Catastrophism, The Apocalyptic Politics of Collapse and Rebirth. And this was an interview that Brian Edwards Tekert on KPFA did with the authors Sasha Lilly and Eddie Hewen. And this brought up a lot of silences for me. A whole lot. As well as that question, is capitalism doomed? Which we really have to come to some consensus about. It's very, very clear to me that we need our own language. That we need an earth-based definition of these basic notions so that we can begin talking about them all together and advance our discussion, advance our thought, and advance our consensus that we need to move on. I mean, Sasha Lilly was said that it's a false hope that capitalism will collapse, that some think it will collapse of its own weight, others think that things getting worse will mobilize folks to end it or something like that. And when I hear this statement made, it's like, once again, this same Richard Wolff et al. Argument that capitalism will simply rebrand itself as something else. And it feels like this attack on Wallerstein. And because Wallerstein was very clear, very direct, very straight up, and he offered an explanation why. It was based in the earth. Is he wrong when he says capitalism is doomed? He says it's not no longer possible to have serious accumulation of capital. Is that true or not? Was Rosa wrong? She did this virtually the same analysis, very prescient. Rosa Luxemburg, was she wrong? So if these are not questions that are asked, as I said in Waking Up, if you don't ask the tough questions, it's a con. Consistently, she was confusing capitalism and power. And because she sees power seizing or making opportunities in this manufactured crisis, she concludes that capitalism is strong and aggressive. But numerous of our ancestors, looking at capitalism from different angles, devoting enormous power, analytical power, love, heart, for us, so that we could see more of the truth, have shown us that capitalism needs the entire globe as its candy store. Rosa Luxemburg devoted her entire life to explaining the structural underpinnings of capitalism and why it collapses of its own weight. So what was Sasha Lilly's structural analysis that led her to the conclusion that it is a false hope that capitalism is doomed? Now, a lot of what I heard was confusion or lack of clarity, but I don't think there were out and out cons here, just confusion. This, unless you consider this a con, this notion that capitalism ain't going nowhere. I mean, it verges on that for sure. It's hard to say if that's just confusion or propaganda, but let's assume the best. And that her point, if we were to translate it into a more consistent language with the language I'm trying to develop here, it would be that power will not collapse of its own weight. And this I agree with, but is it possible to end it? She's implied no. So there are big confusions in her words, common to us all, that go back to that earlier discussion when we were talking about progress. Big con, civilization, that we have to begin talking about in order to move on. And then the host asked, he said, isn't it fundamentally disempowering to think that the state is not an arena for change or a means to achieve change. And that was an opening. Yes, let's talk about that. And again, silence, silence. But it was for me curious because it seemed to, he said, I wasn't sure if this was something he himself felt when he says, isn't it fundamentally disempowering? So I would want to ask, does he really believe we're self-governing, which is theoretically the purpose of the state, of a democratic state? Does he think we're self-creating, theoretically, the purpose of an economy to secure the resources to free us from necessity in theory? And if he doesn't think that we're self-governing and self-creating, does he believe that incrementally both will improve? And because I'm an elder, I can see how things have gotten worse very, very, it's viscerally in my body, in my dirty, filthy lungs. Does he truly think that it's by accident, all this particulate matter in our lungs, the oceans predicting the death of the oceans in decades? So if it's not by accident, it seems that we are facing a clear trajectory, which, as John Trudell said earlier, before this show started, we have to face reality here and stop pretending. But jobs destroy empathy by keeping us from seeing the whole. I believe we are at the point that Polanyi spoke of, in which society has been dissolved. So our question is, do we want it back consciously this time, though, and with ourselves in charge? And I think Polanyi is right, that the current iteration of the class system began with the creation of these two spheres, the state and the global economy, and our future freedom requires their dissolution. And that, therefore, it follows that to move forward, we have to get clear on the question of the state and the question of the economy. The left is very attached to capitalism as ideology. And what flows from that attachment? What flows is that the economy must be protected. So other issues that came up for me in this conversation, do they see those of us who want to end the system as catastrophists? Is Wallerstein a catastrophist? How is civilization defined by them? Or in general, and who defines it? It's not us. We've never been invited into that conversation. How is an end to capitalism and a collapse of civilization? Because that's what was said at the very beginning of the conversation, that the country is experiencing a slide into fascism resulting in the collapse of civilization. How is a slide into fascism the collapse of civilization? We need clarity. We need clear definitions. We need our own language. So this, it is time, and this discussion was a really good illustration of it, for us to stop using the master's tongue so we can get on the same page and move on. And it's also a good illustration of this one step forward, two steps back process of non-development of our thought that I wrote about in Waking Up. We've sort of been talking about what is power up to, sort of. But please don't mistake my interest. If we the people, were suddenly to honor our earth-given gifts, want to own them, and wrest ownership of the earth back from these misanthropists and work with our brothers and sisters to get them, I wouldn't waste a minute on these guys. I'd keep my eyes solely locked on the prize. But too many of us are still stuck in perfecting the state, which is carrying powers, water,